Well, most all the zoning in R, in most of Arrowwood is R1M, which allows a variety of lot sizes from like 30 feet to 45. Okay. So,
in terms of stepping, you know, towards the commercial properties at La Jemodier, what type of zoning do we have, like right across Headmaster at this point?
Right across the Headmaster, let me just double check my map. I do believe I know that information. Directly across the is some R1M, but mostly it's multiple family, RMF, M medium, R for residential, MF for multiple family, dash M for medium.
Okay. So as a planner, in terms of an appropriate step down from, you know, 40-foot lots to the commercial and having the multifamily across the street, do you think having 33-foot lots is vastly inappropriate for this neighborhood?
No, especially at this time, location, generally with a smaller lot, it's a less desirable location. A larger lot dictates a larger house, which dictates a higher price. This is a bit of on a bend in the road next to, close to a commercial near a major intersection across from multiple family. It's not the most desirable piece of land, so the expectation would be that you would probably find a smaller house on a smaller lot.
Okay.
Given the site circumstances around here.
I sort of would like to approve this today, but I would like to sort of include some sort of traffic piece with that brow. Because traffic on the street is certainly increasing and going to continue to do so.
Yes. I will hazard a guess to confirm that. I understand the position you're in. Fortunately, we have an election next month. If you're on P&D, I'd say we could have something at P&D, but I can't. I'm not sure. Hopefully, knock on wood, you're the counselor, but I'm not sure what committee you're going to be on after the election. So,
it certainly won't speed up the process anymore. This will be considered by P&D on November 30th if it was dealt with today. And it would also be considered on November 30th if it's dealt with on November 16th.
Yeah, so you're not gaining anything by approving it today.
So we can lay this over, and it's not slowing down the project in any way. Perfect. Thank you, Mr. Clerk.
You're welcome.
In that case, then I will lay the matter over to the November 16th meeting of the East Kelowna Transcontinental Community Committee to look at ways of having some sort of access brow for these lots, and perhaps we could even between now and then talk to the neighbor to see if that makes sense.
We'll be happy to contact the neighbor. I'll pull up that.
Sure.
I'll be speaking with Ann if her representation. In the next couple of days, and have this resolved. And like I indicated, if it looks feasible from a public works
Perfect.
Point of view, and that she's going to get a number of lots, not just one lot.
Right.
I do believe it was two or three, but I can't recall. And if our public works folks are okay with it, and if it needs to be re-advertised, as I indicated, the city would pay for.
You think that'd be
I
fair?
Will recommend to my director
so
that we pay for that.
It would not
endure any additional costs.
Okay, very good. All right, so I'll, Councillor White, if you can take the chair, I'll move that we lay this matter over to that meeting.
Okay.
November 16th, 2010.
So moved. Any discussion? See none. All in favor? Opposed? Carried. So it's been moved, lay over to November.